What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
All right, so since we do not have a show tomorrow because the awesome Lakers are playing, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of info, which I'm also posting on my Twitter account, at Lindsay Baseball, about what's going on for kids this Halloween weekend. Because trick-or-treat is Monday. Most people are probably going to be going trick-or-treat. But if you can't go Monday, there's some things going on over the weekend. Like Boo at the Zoo. You can go to the Los Angeles Zoo and Botanical Gardens. And from 10 to 4 daily, they've got all kinds of Halloween festivities, including trick-or-treat there. Westfield Century City Mall also has trick-or-treat going on from 5 to 7 on Sunday. And then there's a whole bunch of different other areas. Those are like the bigger ones, I guess. I'm going to post, like I said, on my Twitter, at Lindsay Baseball. So, said if you can't make it out trick-or-treating, go take your kid to do one of these fun little other things.
Well, George, your kids are little. They're trick-or-treaters, I'm sure. Are you doing like Monday night Halloween, or are you doing Saturday night Halloween?
I mean, we'll be working.
We'll be on the air.
Yeah, we'll be on the air.
So no, my wife is taking them. I'm saying, but is it a Monday thing?
Oh, they're doing like a what do they call those? Like a
The little
trick
parades
or treat, like thing. Yeah. Like at my daughter's school. So yeah, they're doing something like that. I think that's happening over the weekend. And then Monday they'll do the neighborhood stuff, but it's I won't be, unfortunately, I won't be around for that.
I am so happy that my daughter did not decorate our house for Halloween. Usually she goes crazy outside and she puts up lights and she puts up like a whole graveyard in the front yard. And then she has that annoying like spider web, like cotton stuff. And it just makes me nuts, because then what happens is she doesn't clean it up. And then it's sitting out there until Christmas. Then I got to clean it up.
Why don't you pay for someone like Lindsay told you the other day in What You Need to Know?
Do they got Halloween people who do that?
I'm sure they do. If they got Christmas people and you called them up and said, hey, instead of decorating for Christmas, can you decorate for Halloween? I'm sure they'd be happy to do it, Cap.
I literally have bins in my garage of Halloween crap. I would love to get rid of it all. Isn't there like a family that wants it all?
I'm sure there is. Or take it to Goodwill or Salvation Army.
Where
all I
going?
Know is that since we're going to be on the air Monday, like during actual trick-or-treat, I feel like I need to like go to one of these things just because I like Halloween and seeing people in their costumes.
Like everybody should be in costume on Monday.
I mean, are you going to be here?
Get in the spirit.
If you're going to come in, I think we should all dress up. Yes, for sure. But, you know.
Laura, no. Laura's no. She's out.
I said I'm down.
What's up, Queen? Oh, you're down, Queen?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying no, Queen.
No, I said I'm down.
Well, slay, Queen.
Yeah,
well, let's do it. Let's have a costume contest.
Slay all day.
With us and Mason in Ireland. Tell them to dress up, too.
So my hair is turning so gray right now. I swear to God, I could go as Mason. You wouldn't know the difference.
I was just going to say, you could be him for Halloween. You want to know what's funny? My dad just sent me this picture. They had like a office Halloween party. His boss dressed up as him. It's very funny.
I would like to see that.
Yeah, you could dress up as Mace.
I'm dressing up on Around the Horn as I'm splitting duties. I'm doing Scott Hansen for one segment and Andrew Siciliano for the second segment.
Did you tell Andrew Siciliano that you're doing that?
I texted him.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
You did? I mean, did you tell him, hey, dude, this is supposed to be funny. It's not supposed to be disrespectful, but I'm wearing really big ears?
I did not tell him that part, but I told him I will be him.
I'm sure he knows.
He can figure it out. Yeah.
Right. I mean, the kid's got beautiful ears.
So I've also known him for 20 years, so it's not like it's that huge, you know. I'm sure he's going to be fine.
He'll be flattered.
I think he should be flattered. Can't wait to see your Scott Hansen get up.
I mean, it's really just a wig, really just the hair. It's,
yeah, well,
you know,
because
he's got
off.
Like that flat toppy hair. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of it. It's just
blonde. You should really study him on Sunday so you can
I
use
am
his
studying
gestures.
Him.
Yeah.
I mean, I have YouTube clips, so there you go.
Well,
I don't get Scott Hansen.
Sedano, not to do the whole behind the curtain thing, but if you're going to be on Around the Horn Monday, you should just come in studio then with your Halloween costume. Here, do the show.
I don't want to dress up in a suit to come to the studio, though. Like, I want to take all that stuff off by the time I get to the studio.
Okay, fair enough. But just bring another costume, then.
No. I hate Halloween, number one. I don't even know. Honestly, you know who I really was
supposed to be?
You know who was... Yes. You know who I was supposed to be for Halloween, but I couldn't make it to New York because they wanted me to do this in New York?
Who?
I was going to be Chris Russo.
Oh, that would be funny because you do a good Chris Russo.
I was going to do that, but then they're like, well, Frank Isola has done Mike Francesa and he did a good Mike Francesa. Can we have you in New York to do, you guys can do it together? And I was like, I can't get to New York because it just was too hard. I had a Phoenix game tomorrow. I've got a game in Portland on Wednesday. Like, I'm like, bro, that's like a pain in the ass.
What did this Frank Isola, what did he do, like fall asleep during the broadcast? Was that his impression of Mike Francesa?
I don't remember what he did, but it was, I remember like seeing it on, whatever he did online, I didn't see it live. I saw it online, but it was pretty money, like just the voice, the diction, the, you know, the cadence, all of it. And the dress, to be honest, the way he dressed.
I'm looking forward to seeing you as Andrew Siciliano.
So next year, I think I'm going to do Russo.
Okay, very good.
But very, I didn't even want to do Hanson and Siciliano. But originally, they wanted me to just do Hanson. But I'm like, I don't watch Hanson. Like, I watch Siciliano. So like, all right, how about you do both? And I'm like, all right, fine.
By the way, love both guys. Love them both. I mean, it just so happens that
Scott Hanson is a nice guy. I don't know him at all.
He's a great guy. He's a wonderful human being.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And a damn fine American. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, but
I mean, I'm just guessing he is. Why wouldn't he be?
Hell of a guy. What a guy.
Yeah. All right. You got anything else about the Lakers? Because I'm kind of over him at this
point. No, I'm not over him yet because I got something else I want to chew on here for a second. You know, we talked a lot today about how bad the Lakers are at 0-4. We've talked about their front office. We've talked ownership. We've talked LeBron. We've talked about AD's back. I mean, we talked about all this stuff, right? But here's a question for you. By losing last night without Russ in the lineup, what does that say now about Russ? In other words, he's the scapegoat for everything, but you couldn't hang last night on him because he was 0-0, not 0-11. Mm-hmm. And here's a follow-up question. Mm-hmm. If you were Russ, you hustling back? Or maybe you're going to take your time a little bit because my hamstring really hurts bad.
I love how you do that. That it sounds so schmarmy.
Which part? Well, you can't see my wink, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's right. So the clearing of the throat should indicate what I'm trying to articulate.
What is your point there, though? Like, should we be my not point, blaming my, Russ? Should we?
Yes, that's in part my point is
okay.
that it's not all on Russ, because yesterday we were having this conversation. What are you expecting from the Lakers tonight? You know what I said? I expect these guys to look like they're having fun. I expect these guys to look like they're not walking on eggshells in front of just one guy. And you know what? They didn't really look very different last night without Russ, did they?
Actually, they did look pretty good until like Anthony Davis's back kind of flared up and then he left. And then all of a sudden that 8-point deficit became like 20. And then he came back and then they got it within like 7 again, but like, or 5 or even, or whatever it was. But
well,
yeah, I mean, I guess they lost
the third quarter. Why can this, and didn't we have this conversation last year that every third quarter they would get beat up? Like,
yeah, we called it the third quarter.
What's the deal?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, it doesn't change that Russ was a bad basketball fit. And also that the players they lost in the deal, whether it was the exact players or the type of players they lost in the deal, are always going to be something that you're going to look back at and go, yeah, in retrospect, that made no sense. So it doesn't change anything for me.
No, but let me ask you the follow-up. If you were Russ, are you planning on playing on Friday in Minnesota? Or, hey, you know what? I get blamed for everything. And, you know, I'm supposed to be a starter, but now I may come off the bench. And because I came off the bench, I mean, that's what hurt me. I mean, that's definitely why I'm hurt. And, you know, I need to hurry back because, gosh,
well,
everybody
needs
me.
Here's what I would say. Do you think, if you're Russell Westbrook, do you want to play after this year?
I think I do, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, because that to me is the key. If you want to play beyond this year when your contract expires, I would say you probably should just play. Whether it's in a different role.
I'm hurt bad.
Okay, well, then if you're hurt, then don't play. Like, that's fine. Like, I'm not saying anyone should play if they're hurt. But what I would say is, if your question is, should he come off the bench eventually, then yeah, the answer is, if he wants to play in the NBA moving forward after the season, then he probably should. Because my guess is, there's not a lot of teams that will be willing to offer him a contract beyond this season if the prerequisite is he needs to be a starter.
All I'm really getting at is that
well, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Like, there's not a lot of options for him beyond this Lakers team.
Go to China
in the NBA.
oh I was just looking for options in general, you know? Just say this. I'm not rushing back if I'm Russ. All you guys do is beat up on me. Everything's my fault. Oh, it's all Brody's fault. Well, you know what? I sat out a game because I'm hurt really badly, by the way. My hamstring's killing me. Ugh, hurts. You have no idea. Walking upstairs, forget it. So if I'm Russ, I'm happy to sit on the bench for a few games because I start to do the math. $47 million for the season, 82 games. You know, it's like, I don't know, can anybody help me with the math? Is it $2 million a game? I just sit here and make my money.
How many games are you having him play?
I was playing 82. And I was trying to do the math, and I don't think I got it right.
$2 million a game at 82. 160
million?
That would
million?
Be 164 million, not 47.
Well, help me with the math, smart guy. Will you help me out, please? You got a calculator?
Wait, do you want... Oh, but
how much per game?
If he's playing all 82?
Well, no, it doesn't matter. He's getting paid for all 82. So how much does that really come to per game? $47 million. So what is that, $500,000 a game?
He's playing I would say like 550, 60, 70 in that range somewhere.
Okay. Hey, if you guys need me, I'll be over here on the bench in my street clothes because my hamstring hurts really bad, but I'll collect my $500,000 a game. So if you guys need me, I'll be over here.
Yeah. After taxes, though, you know, as your point earlier.
200, 250, whatever it is.
Yeah, especially in California, there's not the lottery, so they will take state taxes too. So yeah, that you're looking at 39.4 federal plus 13 for that kind of income, over $1 million in California.
All right, so we're already at like 53% here.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you're looking at, let me see. Let's do the math here.
Well, it's about 200 a game. I'll be over here with a heating pad on my hamstring if you guys need me. And if anybody wants to stretch me out, I'd love to lay down on the ground and have somebody stretch me out during the game because I want everybody to know how dedicated I am to getting better. But I'm hurt right now, and I can't help you guys. And even when I'm healthy, we're not doing very good. So I'll just be over here if you guys need me. Tell me when you get me a trade. I'll be down here stretching my hamstring.
Okay. I don't think necessarily that will work out well for him if that's the position he takes. Although I wouldn't blame him for it, but I don't think it would work out for his future is what I'm saying in the NBA.
He's one of these guys that... was at one time in his career good enough to put up with his attitude and now probably isn't good enough to put up with the attitude. So, you know, finding a job beyond this year might be kind of hard for him anyway. I don't care what kind of career stats he's had. Maybe China is a real alternative, George.
I don't know, man.
A lot of money to be made.
I don't know, man.
I know this exhausted you earlier today.
It did. And then you brought it back.
Well, because you came out with so much energy and so much fire. I mean, how are you possibly going to be able to keep that pace? You know, don't forget, you are on radio like LeBron is on a basketball court. You're getting old, Jack.
I know.
Can't be expected to play offense and defense every night, because if you score 40 points one night, the next night you might be back down to 18 with another loss.
Yeah. Why do you think you're here? You get to carry the load. You're supposed to be my AD.
My back hurts. My back is bothering me right now, George.
This is the problem.
My back right now is a little sore. You know, and I don't know how much longer I can play. I've given you four games already this season. Haven't missed any time, really. I mean, a little bit last night, but my back is really bothering me.
Still played 37 minutes.
See, I showed up. I'll dunk on a fool, too.
Dunk on a fool. Isn't that your CappyCast producer's old Twitter name?
That's right. He's a dunk on a fool kind of guy. So I've adopted that phrase. Makes me sound cool to say dunk on a fool. Not sitting on a stool.
Do you want to know what was actually funny? What really is funny?
And, tell me.
Is our guy Kendrick Perkins. Did you hear what he said about what he compared the Lakers to?
No, tell me.
Oh, my God. Laura, do we have the sound about the one with him talking about comparing the Lakers when he thought you were getting a certain cereal? Yeah. Can I hear that? This is actually really funny. I heard this live on television today.
The Lakers are just trash at the moment, okay? The roster is not good. They're disgusting, okay? It's almost like you at breakfast time and you're going to pull you some cereal, right? And you thinking that it's Lucky Charms and you find out it's kibbles and bits. It's straight dog food. It's disgusting. This is what the Lakers are at the moment, okay? It's no ifs, ands, buts about it. Yeah, I do too. But you find out it's kibbles and bits and all of a sudden you don't like it.
That's right. Because Lucky Charms are really good. You know, all those different colored marshmallows. I don't remember what the shapes are, but like blue diamonds.
Hearts, clovers, horseshoes, something, and blue moons.
Is that what it is, blue moons?
Yeah. Hearts, diamonds, and blue moons. Hearts, diamonds, horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons. That's what it is.
How about my man Perk? Lakers are just trash. They're just straight trash. Damn, Perk.
I mean, I don't think the fan base is disagreeing with him very much, so.
They're kibbles and bits.
We are not.
There you go. All right, picks against the spread. We're not on tomorrow, so we're going to do it today. Let's do it. Next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bow, 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 bow.
Woo! Now this should have been played earlier. I would have been in a much better mood because those stinky Lakers making me annoyed all day.
Mary Stubastation. Right
on the wall. Cappy, you want to do some picks?
Sure. Love to, as a matter of fact.
I haven't done any of this research. I'm just going to wing this crap. It doesn't matter. I've been terrible all season at this game.
But before we do, hey, Lindsay,
last
baseball.
Last week was no better either, by the way.
Oh, I know. I missed my 4 and 5, so I knew I was screwed at that point. I'm sure I missed my 3, too.
Yeah. Right? Well, you got your 3. That was it.
Lindsay, didn't I miss? I missed 2 Fridays. One I went to see my daughter at her school. One I went to see my son at his school. And I think Ramona filled in 1 week. And I want to see.
And that week you picked your picks, though.
Okay. What about Andy Kamenetsky? Didn't he make picks for me last week?
I think he did well.
And you know what? He went five for five.
There you go.
See, I said, because Lindsay Baseball said, Scott, do you want to make your picks or do you want to let Andy? I go, no, let Andy make my picks. I'll live and die with whatever he picks. And you're telling me that he actually did great for me.
He went 5 for 5, and now you are leading me by 1 point, which I was in the lead.
Oh, man. Way to go.
Wow.
So Sedano got 1 right. He got his 3. That was the Seattle. And so Sedano now has 38 points at the back of the pack. Laura is right behind him with 42 points. And then,
is she right in front of him?
No, right in front of him. You're right. Yeah. And then I've got, I got 11 points last week. So now I have 57 and you went 5 for 5, 15 points, 58.
Way to go, Cam Brothers. Way to go, Cam Bros. Half the Cam Bros.
I feel like we could like totally dispute that and, you know.
For real.
It's true. I mean, you could.
Protest it.
But I mean, all I did was say, you know, here, take, you know, have, let him take my picks.
You did. You're right.
If he was 0 for 5.
And Cowboys, who are their first game, when are they playing Monday night?
Who dat?
Oh, no, they're playing Sunday.
I put them in order of when they're being played.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. I didn't know what the hell was going on there. Okay. So we got, what do we got? Bears and Cowboys, because Cappy picked these games, right? Bears and Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't any better games than these either.
Yeah, the games are bad this weekend.
We've got Raiders Saints, because we always do Raiders and Rams. What about the Chargers? Are they
playing? They're off this week. They're off.
Oh, they're on a bye?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Raiders and Saints. Right, and then we've got Niners, Rams, Giants, Seahawks, which is, as Fat Jack told us earlier, the only game with 2 winning teams, right?
That's why I picked it.
That's crazy when you think
about
it. I
know. The schedule's not good this weekend at all.
That's terrible.
Last week was pretty bad, too.
Yeah.
It was pretty
terrible.
Very
true. Do better, NFL. Damn.
Oh, do better? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I think it's more so that all these teams are like, who would have thought that, like, the... Packers-Bills game would be like completely meaningless at this point.
That's true. That
should be a big game.
True.
Tell you what, Lindsay, baseball Monday night, though, Bengals-Browns, big game.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, maybe if you're Joe Burrow and you just don't want to be embarrassed on national TV.
I think the Browns are going to win that game.
Browns need to win that game.
With Ja'Marr Chase out, they should win that game.
They do have a tendency to show up for the nationally televised games. Like, they always do well on Thursday night, Monday night, Sunday night. So I think you're right. I think they have a good chance to win. Plus, they have the Joe Burrow's number. Like, the Bengals, they've been really good against them the past, like, 3-4 years.
The Bengals have been good against the Browns, or the Browns have been
good
against
the Bengals? The Browns have been good against the Bengals. Like, they've done well against Joe Burrow. They've done well against the Bengals for the past 3-4 years. So you're probably right.
Well, Need my Browns to start winning.
Your Browns.
That's right.
Need your
they
Browns.
Are, well, you are invested in them.
To
in a
hire a new
way.
Coach.
All of a sudden.
Deeply. Well, it's not all of a sudden. It's like when my boy works for the team, I'm a fan of that team.
You have been a hardcore Browns fan.
I just feel like the Browns are Lindsay's team, so that's why it feels weird.
They are her team. She bleeds it.
There's plenty of room on the bandwagon, even though the bandwagon's starting to thin out quite a bit, Cap.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll turn my Browns gear in when my buddy goes to work for another team.
Okay, you can just give it to me then. Because, you know, I'm married to them.
But you don't actually have Browns gear, do you?
Yeah, I got some Browns gear.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Browns merch.
Merch?
Free.
That's right.
Are you going to bring Rachel a hat?
I brought her one. She has a Browns hat.
Okay.
Does she like the brownie, the elf?
She doesn't even really like the brown hat that much.
But she likes the brown Padre stuff, though.
She likes the brown and the yellow. She doesn't really love the brown and the orange.
Okay, that's her.
She likes the doo-doo colors.
The doo-doo colors.
I'm just, I'm just saying. Mm.
Like doo-doo brown. Doo-doo brown. All right, so what are we doing? Are we making these picks or are we not making these picks?
Yeah, let's go. All right, so Bears at Cowboys. Cappy, what do you got? 9.5-point favorite, the Cowboys.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction here. I can't believe I'm about to do this. I'm going to take the Bears to cover. I think the Cowboys win the game. I'll take the Bears to cover. I don't feel confident. I can't believe I'm taking a Justin Fields team, but you know what? I'll do it. I'm not real confident, so I'll go with a 1.
Okay, I'm going to take the Cowboys, and that's going to be my 5. I think that Dak got the rust off the last game. I think the Bears coming off a big win. Let down factor. I'm going Cowboys big in this one. Blowout city.
Wow. Cap, you totally took my stole my thunder there.
Really?
Yeah, because I picked the Bears because I feel like they're not. I think that they're going to cover. So Bears, that's my 2.
Okay,
Queen. Ooh, a Sedano sigh from the Queen.
I'm going to do the Cowboys. That's my 2.
Oh well, you were just in Dallas. Why not?
Yeah, I was around there. Brown Maluk.
All those cows will be really happy.
Yep, them cows.
Ain't nothing to do in Dallas. That's what she said.
That's not what I said. Anyways, next one.
All right, George.
Oh, next
ready?
Game. Raiders and Saints. So the Saints are home dogs. Raiders are 1.5-point favorites traveling out east or to the central time zone to take on the Saints. Cappy, what do you got?
I'm going to take the Raiders. I think the Raiders got to get themselves on a roll. Andy Dalton is going to start, really? For the Saints?
Yeah, what's up with that? Somebody explain that to me, okay? I need to know what's going on.
He's been starting, though.
Yeah, but Jameis Winston is now healthy and able to start. Why would you start Andy Dalton over him?
I mean, this is not really like worth arguing over. Neither of them are very good.
Well, I feel like Jameis Winston's better than Andy Dalton.
I'm going to take the Raiders to win.
I think you're anti-redhead. That's what you're doing there.
Really? Is she non-ginger?
Yeah.
I love gingers, but I really want Jameis Winston to start because he's not my fantasy team.
Ah, understood. I'm taking the Raiders to win the game. I'm taking the Raiders here, given the points. And I'm going to assign this a 4. Feeling pretty good about the Raiders.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Saints. Give me a home dog. I love a home dog, but only a 2. Go ahead, Linz.
I'm going to go Raiders because I've been picking Raiders as my 5 pretty much every week. And I feel like they finally turned things around. So let's keep it going, Raiders.
Laura?
I'm also going to pick the Raiders, but that's my 1.
Okay.
Not feeling too strongly about that, huh?
All right, next we've got the Niners and the Rams. The Niners also a 1.5-point favorite on the road against the Rams. Cappy, what do you got?
Taking the Rams. Here's why.
Okay.
They're coming off the bye.
Yeah.
Their offensive line is going to get a little bit healthier. They're going to get their center back.
Mm-hmm.
The kid they've moved over to left tackle, apparently that's his more natural position. And they're going to get Van Jefferson back. And I think that's going to be a big deal. I'm going to take the Rams to finally beat the Niners in the regular season at home.
I'm also going to take the Rams. Sean McVay 4-2 off a bye, and I'm going to make that my four. I'll give them +1.5.
Cappy, what's your number on the Rams?
Yeah, I didn't give my number, did I?
You did not.
I did not. You know what? I'll go out on a crazy limb here. I'll give it my 5.
That ain't that crazy.
That's big moves considering they haven't beat them.
I mean,
them
it's not that much crazier than me. I said it's a 4. So
yeah, and I always pick the Rams 5. So
right,
know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I still think it's crazy considering the Rams haven't beat them in, what is it, 8 games? 8 straight losses against them?
Okay. In the regular season, yeah.
I'm out on a limb.
I'm with you, Cappy. I'm on the other limb. I'm Rams 5, so we're good.
Right. Well, I've got Laura's pick there, so I'm going to go 49ers, and that's my 3.
Okay, fair enough. Giants, Seahawks, Seattle 3-point favorite at home against the Giants. I'm going to take Seattle, and that's only my 1.
I think I'm going to go on a crazy limb here and take the Giants. And I just saw what Seattle did to the Chargers. But I think the Giants have caught some momentum. So I'll take the Giants. What do I have left, Lindsay?
You've got a 2-3 left.
I'll make that my 2.
I think that the Giants are the only 6-1 team left, aren't they? The only team with one loss? If you don't count the teams that have ties. Anyway, I'm going with the Giants, but that's my 1.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks, but that's my... I think I have a 3-4 left. I'm going with 3.
All right, last chance to dance. Here we go. What's the last
game? Packers-Bills. Packers on the road to Buffalo. They've been a house of horrors for them historically, even when Rodgers was, earlier in Rodgers' career. Buffalo, 11.5-point favorite. Usually you should take these favorites, but something tells me that, like, the Packers, they've lost 3 in a row. 4 in a row? That's tough, man. Like, their defense has been good. 11.5 is a big number with Aaron Rodgers, and they have a good running game. I'm going to take the Packers plus the 11.5, and I'm going to make that my 3.
You think this is a trap?
Yeah, I just think it seems too easy to pick Buffalo here.
That's why I'm kind of with you. I feel
that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the easy thing. You know why? I'm going totally against you on this one.
Of course
I'm kind of my gut also feels like, how could you take Aaron Rodgers 11.5? I mean, come on. He's got to be able to at least keep this game close. But I've thought that about the Bills this season, and they have proven me wrong. So you know what? I'm going to take the Bills. I'm going to lay the 11.5, and I think I've got 3 left. Is that right, Linz?
That's correct.
All right. That's my 3.
All right, Laura, you go first. I have to think about this for a second.
Okay, so I was going back and forth. But, damn Bills, I'm going to go with the Packers, and that's my 4.
Damn Bills.
Damn Bills.
All right, well, I only have my 2 left, so that's my 2. But
it's hard.
I always pick the Bills. I pick the Bills every week, but I feel like this is kind of a trap. So Packers. I think that... You know what? I think that Aaron Rodgers is probably going to spiral out because his wellness journey is not going according to plan, and I'm going to take the Bills, and that's my 2.
All right, there it is. Picks against the spread. We'll see how great or terrible we do in a couple of days. All right, big deal or no deal coming up in just a sec. Thanks, Christopher. All right, Linz, you take it away.
Thanks, Sedano. Thanks, Christopher. Super excited to be doing big deal or no deal. Yeah.
Super excited.
Just like Pat Beverly, super excited to be playing for the Lakers right now.
No.
Yeah, probably not, but, you know. Yeah. He said he wanted to play here, so anyway.
All right,
so this weekend's Jake Paul versus Anderson Silva boxing match is in jeopardy of being canceled.
That's this weekend?
Yeah, it's this
weekend.
Isn't
Jake Paul hurt?
Well, apparently he's fine to fight, but the problem is, now that the fate is in the hands of the Arizona Combat Sports Commission... Because Silva made some comments that they're concerned about earlier this week. He said in an interview that he had been knocked out twice while he was sparring at his training camp in preparation for the fight. So he's the one who, I guess, may they're looking at whether or not he's actually hurt. He brushed off the comments as bad English, but now the commission is set to meet and determine if he's eligible to perform against Paul this weekend. The meeting may have already taken place or could be set to take place like today, but as of right now, and the time that we are airing this at 6:34 p.m. Pacific time, the fight is going ahead. So is this whole situation a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
I feel like it's a sham of a deal, is the way I would describe it. So I guess big deal, because I feel like, again, this is why I don't watch these fights. Like, while I like Jake Paul in theory and what he does for particularly MMA fighters who don't get the what they should probably get from a financial standpoint in their careers. I just can't watch this stuff like in good faith. Like it's just not, it's not worth it to me.
Oh, dude, I'd watch it in good faith, bad faith, no faith. I don't care what kind of faith. I watch this all day long because at some point I got to think that one of these guys who was a pro fighter, not necessarily a pro boxer, but a pro fighter.
Yeah, but he's old.
I understand. But I'm waiting to see when one of these old fighter guys knocks this kid's head off, or does he continue to beat up on these guys? I find it to be really fun. So if I would have known better that it was this weekend, I would have put it on my calendar. When is it, Saturday night?
It's Saturday, yeah. It's on Showtime.
It's on Showtime?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to watch that.
Yeah, I keep seeing it because when I go to, you know, I go to watch my documentaries and my movies, it's like they have it as a flag up there, like reminding you, you have to watch this fight.
Let me see if I have Showtime. Showtime. That was me talking to my remote control.
Well, I mean, either way, Cap, like you can, I think you can do like the
man.
Free trial even.
I don't have it.
No, you don't have it?
I got to subscribe to it.
Yeah. Just something, another thing that you'll forget to cancel and then complain about here on the show. True. A couple weeks from now.
Facts.
Anyway, next one here. So Pac-12 Commissioner George Klevkoff was grilled at the Klevkoff, that's what I've decided his name is. He was grilled at the conference media days yesterday about the future of the league amidst the turbulence with USC and UCLA bolting for the Big Ten. Klevkoff was asked about a letter that he had sent to the Board of Regents in a last-ditch effort to block UCLA from leaving the Pac-12, claiming that it was a bad financial move. He told the media yesterday that, quote, "We wrote the letter. We did not leak it, but someone leaked it." Is this whole like letter being written situation and being leaked a big deal or no deal? Sedano.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal when the commissioner gets kind of caught with his hand in the cookie jar. I don't think there's any question about that. What do you think, Cappy?
I don't really understand what it is they're trying to do.
They're trying to keep UCLA from not going to the Big Ten.
Good luck.
He wrote like a letter like, "I know that this decision's already been made, but this is a really, really bad financial move. Like, you should not let this happen."
Well, basically, you want to know what's really happening here? Cal is going to get left in the dark. So, and that's where the Board of Regents is worried about, that another school in the UC system is going to get, in their eyes, left out or screwed or whatever you want to do. That's on Cal. That's not anyone. That's not UCLA's fault.
Well, listen, I have like very little. I have very little sympathy for Cal in this way. UCLA is leaving the Pac-12 to go to the Big Ten because they want to make more money. Nobody's hiding that, right? Nobody's denying it. Nobody's being bashful about it. They're leaving because they want to go make more money. You know, again, I'll get on my soapbox here for a second. You know how irritating it is to raise kids in California and not be able to get them into UCLA and Cal because they want more money from kids from out of state? So they do everything they do for money, whether it's in sports or academics. So quit your complaining.
Well, the funny thing is, Cap, most of his complaining, according to this leaked letter, is that he's crying about how it's going to be like a financial burden for the kids, and especially in the other sports that are going to have to travel and all the money it's going to cost to be flying back and forth across the country. So it's like they're trying to like, not only are they going to lose money like revenue wise, but they're trying to cheap out and be like, "Oh, we don't want to be like, you know, flying kids back and forth and paying all this money. Like, that's bad for them. That's bad for the school."
Well, good luck. I think UCLA is gone, and I don't think they're letting anybody stop them.
All right. Well, speaking of being stopped, Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady has reportedly gotten an ultimatum. According to Us Weekly, Giselle has informed Tom that, quote, "either he leaves football to spend time with the family or she's gone for good." Oof. It's unknown whether he must leave now.
Well, he
or
said he wasn't going to retire, right. I think, this week, right?
Right. So the report says, like, they don't know if she wants him to leave now or next month or, like, after this season. But, like you said, Brady recently said more than once that he's not retiring this season anytime soon. So if true, do you think this ultimatum is a big deal in regards to Tom Brady's NFL career, Cappy?
I don't think it's a big deal because I'm not 1,000% sure I believe it. And I don't think he's going to retire. Not, I mean, at the end of the year, yeah, I mean, it's halftime right now. It's 10-3. They actually got a lead over Baltimore. But I think that Tom Brady's sticking this thing out. I think this is it for him, but I don't think he's retiring right now.
Well, I mean, at the end of the season, though, is the question.
Oh, is it at the end of the season?
Well, like I said, this woman...
No one thinks he's retiring at halftime of
no,
this
well,
game.
No, but that's the way it was phrased.
Yeah, the source says it is unknown whether she wants him to leave now or next month or after the current season ends.
Okay, let's focus on the latter then.
I don't think it's a big deal because I think he's going to retire anyway.
You really think he's going to go out like this?
If he doesn't go out like this, he's going to spend the rest of his years like what LeBron is looking like right now.
He's going to be
on
chasing
bad teams.
Yeah, chasing on bad teams, 100%.
And I feel like that's exactly what Tom Brady is built to do. I feel like
no,
he's going to be like, you know, I'm saying like he's not going to want to go out like this. He's going to be like, I got one good year left in me.
And then he's going to lose his family.
Right. So let's get an even bigger super team. And I swear I can't let this be my last year.
Yeah, but he's not. His skills are diminishing. That's also obvious, too, to anyone who's watching.
You don't got to tell me that. I'm just saying I feel like the way that Tom Brady, from what we've seen, based on him unretiring, I just feel like he seems like the kind of guy who's going to be like, you know what? I already lost my family. I might as well try and... You know, might as well try and end my career on a high note instead of going out in a big flame of dust.
I think he's done this year no matter what happens. Make the playoffs, don't get to the playoffs, get to the Super Bowl, don't. I think he's done this year.
He's so dumb. He should have just stayed retired.
He should have.
He would have been like the greatest athlete ever.
Mm-hmm. How's this changing it?
I just feel like...
Oh, I don't think it helps.
I feel like people remember, me and Laura were just having this conversation off the air, people are going to remember this circus that has been going on for the past couple weeks and the way that it has obviously impacted his last year. And people right. are going to be like, oh my God, remember all that drama with him and his wife and she was threatening to
yep.
leave him and,
really?
And then he didn't go to camp and then he
yes.
went to Robert Kraft's wedding instead yeah. of practice. Like, it's just been one thing after another.
They won't have that on the NFL Network
right.
version of it, but in real life, everyone else will remember it that way. Yes.
And is that the way it's going to be for LeBron too? Like, can you believe LeBron... He pushed the team into getting Russell Westbrook, and then they stunk. And then, my God, the next season
let me tell you something. In
four.
Today's day and age, in 2022, because of the internet, absolutely,
yes,
there's
yes,
going to be people
right.
saying that.
Yep.
Yes.
That's what I was just saying. Now with social media and everything, everyone's like, what have you done for me lately? What have you done right now? Yep. They're going to remember you by the last thing you did and not the best thing you did.
Facts. I hear Laura in the back. Facts.
Because we write.
Yeah. Anything else? Are we good?
That's it for Big Deal or No Deal.
All righty then. All right, coming up next, let's do some more football talk. That made me much happier than talking about the Lakers.
Yeah, the Laker thing really got you down. At first it got you fired up, then it got you upset.
Yeah, it's, you know, all the stages of grief.
Who do you think is taking things harder right now, you or LeBron?
No, definitely him.
You think so?
No question.
Are you going to have some sort of passive-aggressive something going on Instagram here later tonight?
What do you think the last 2 hours and 45 minutes have been?
Definitely aggressive. I didn't hear passive.
You know what? I think that LeBron's in a pretty good mood considering he's on the uninterrupted live stream.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now.
They announced he's doing some like alternative broadcast.
Yeah,
the guys are doing an alternative broadcast for Thursday Night Football.
The Shop plus Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. And LeBron looks like he's having a great time just chilling, watching football, talking shop.
Pun intended.
Is Russell Westbrook one of his guests?
Nope.
Mm-mm. He was not
President
invited.
Obama,
although,
one of his guests.
Although, did you see that Russell Westbrook just bought a house right across the street from LeBron?
Hey, man, when you're like, that's like your best friend, you want to live near him.
He wants to live near Brody, as you would say.
That's right. Well, Bron and Brody going to be hanging out, taking shots out in the driveway together. I don't mean shots as in shot. I mean like, going to be taking three-point shots.
Everybody! I got nothing else. Let's go finish the segment. We'll finish the last segment up now. Free Falling. Great song. You ever just belt this one out in the car like Jerry Maguire did?
Dude, I belt out a lot of Tom Petty songs.
Free Falling.
I saw Tom Petty at a concert, I'm telling you, maybe a week before he died.
Wow.
And he looked terrible. He did.
Well...
I mean, I didn't think he was going to die.
He also didn't look great when he was, like, young and alive,
right.
too.
So. No, but I mean, even still, he looked even worse than normal, because I'd seen him a bunch of times. I thought it was great. A couple weeks ago, I saw Stevie Nicks, and when they did the duet song that she did with Tom Petty, Eddie Vedder came out and sang it with her, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big Tom Petty fan. Love Tom Petty.
I actually, when I was looking this up, I had to Google it, because I was like, I obviously remember when he died, but I couldn't remember how he died, and I was like, oh man, I totally missed that part where like he died of an accidental drug overdose. Totally
well,
missed
that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Crazy. I think it came out like way after.
I was rocking out last night, I watched the Laker game while I was bored out of my freaking mind over here at this parking thing I had to go to with my daughter. I watched the Laker game there because I didn't want to listen to the cop talk, you know. And then I went out and did some rocking out last night. Now, do you guys know the band Candlebox? Does anybody know
yes,
this band?
Yes, and I love them. And if I would have known that they were playing a show like super locally, I probably would have gone.
Yeah, George, you know Candlebox?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the band, yeah.
Yeah, so the lead singer is a guy named Kevin Martin. And Kevin's an L.A. guy. I mean, he was a Seattle guy, but he's been living in L.A. for the last 25 years. And I don't know Kevin, like, really, really great. Like, enough to text him yesterday and say, bro, I'm so excited to see you guys play tonight. By the way, I need an extra ticket. Can you put me on the guest list? Like, that kind of, like, you know, enough to kind of ask for a ticket, you know? In the middle of the show, the guy is jamming out, and then all of a sudden he starts talking to the crowd, you know? And he's like, yo, what happened to your Padres, people? This is down in San Diego.
Boom!
Right, everybody's like, yeah. And he's like kind of stops the show, and he looks over at me, because it's a small club, about 500 people. And he looks over at me, and he points at me, and he goes, my man, right over there, Scott Kaplan, what happened to the Padres? And like the whole crowd like kind of turned and looked at me. I was like, I don't know. Why are you talking to me? Get back to singing your songs, man. It was like the
you
craziest.
You felt so cool.
Lindsay, you don't know how cool I felt.
I know. I would feel cool if they shouted me out. Candlebox.
Dude shouted me out in the middle of the show, which I thought was so freaking cool. But I was so stunned and caught off guard. I've never been shouted out by a rock star before.
You're like, I'm VIP Cappy.
Well, not only that, but when the show was over, I walked right backstage, and when the security guy was like, yo, what's up? I'm like, you kidding me?
Dude I'm
just
Scott
called
Kaplan.
Me out.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, guy just called me out. Get out the way.
Take all the green M&Ms out of the bowl.
Yeah. Shouted me right out. So then we went backstage, had to hug it out, you know, take pictures, the whole deal. It's all on my Instagram.
Do they live around here?
They live in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just curious because I feel like you've gone to a few of their shows. And the next time they play a show, I want to go.
Anytime they play, I go see them. And it's amazing. You know, I was talking to the guy after the show, Kevin. And by the way, George, I should tell you, he actually said to me, he's like, dude, I am a Sedano and Cap listener. Like, it caught me completely off guard. This is off you know, stage and behind, backstage after the show. He's like, dude, I'm listening to you guys every day. I'm like, bro, you want to go to a Laker game or what? He's like, hell yeah, let's hang out. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Me and you, like, hang out, rock star, yes, hello, I'll get the tickets. Then I got to
no,
call
you
in
won't.
Hey King. Yes, I will.
I was just going to say, you're not getting any tickets.
Yes, I am. I'm getting
fooling.
Tickets. Me and Kevin Martin are going to see the Lakers play together at Crypto.
Do you want to come with me on November 6th to watch them play the Cavs?
No, it's a Monday night, or it's a Sunday night, I think, November 6th, right?
It's a Sunday
you're
during
so
the day.
Because I'm going. No,
tickets.
I'm going to the USC game on Saturday, November 5th. They're playing Cal.
Against Cal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to the Rams game this week. I think I'm going to the Rams game this weekend. Rams okay. Niners. I do believe I will be in the house. Thought about LAFC. It's an early game, noon.
Yeah.
Kickoff of the Rams Niners 1.
So what? All right. So what are you going to do? What does Sunday look like? Are you going to go to these games? Or are you just going to go to one of them? Like, what are you going
to
do?
I think I'm going to go to the Rams Niners game, and then if I really feel ambitious. And if Rachel will have it, I would consider going to the Laker game.
Yeah. Well, those two make some sense, like, in regards to, like, timing.
Mm-hmm. What time's the Laker game?
The Laker game, is it 6?
Is it 6 or 7? I wasn't sure.
Laura, do you know what time the Laker game is on Sunday? Probably 6, right?
I can double check.
They're usually at 12:30 or 6.
I see it right here. Let's see. Oh, no, this is tomorrow.
The Lakers on Sunday play at 6:30, actually.
Okay, so
everyone
later. Rams Niners 1:15. Call it 5 o'clock. Get out of there 6 o'clock. Yeah,
looks like Sunday games all at 6:30 this year.
Except for the one against Cleveland. When was that 12:30?
Well, no, 12:30 or 6:30 because it's probably because they have usually on Sundays they have multiple events at Crypto, like the Kings will play and the Clippers will play. Like all three can play in one given day.
That's crazy. That's a quick turnaround.
That is
it
pretty
is. They
quick.
They do a great job
that.
There with that stuff.
I did not realize that. I didn't know they could do more than one or
Go
would
Staples.
Do more than one.
Yeah, they do all
Oh, time. Dude, those people there, they flip that place around really quickly.
Hmm. So I
and
think,
they tell you to get out of there very quickly because
yes,
of
they
it.
Do. They love, they're like, we got another event. Please hurry up. Please
Go
hurry
people.
Up.
Let's go. Let's move out.
What about the people?
Yeah, because, you know, people like to, like, linger and take pictures and stuff.
What do people, like, hide out in the bathroom because they want to see the next game?
It's funny. I was at, when I was at the Clipper game, I just remembered this. There was a, two women that wanted to take a picture, and their husband or boyfriend, I don't know, was coming down. And I had just, I looked at them and I was like, hey, do you want me to take the picture? Because they were right by, like, by my, where my media seats were, and I was getting ready to leave too. And the boyfriend or the husband was like, yo, Sedano. And then I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, I listen to you in Cap all the time. I'm like, oh, cool. Thanks, bro.
So we do appreciate it. When rock stars and even regular dudes listen to the show, we appreciate it.
So it's who are you going to hit up for the tickets?
Wait, say it again.
Who are you going to hit up for the tickets to take the Rockstar?
Capes.
Because you can't go to the Rockstar without, like, you either have to take them to the suite
or
you
have to go.
Yeah. Or you have to go to, like, or you have to have great tickets.
No. I'm going to the suite. I'm a suite kind of guy, or I'm a courtside kind of guy. There's no in between here.
Right.
So, like, even for the Rams Niners game on Sunday, I mean, I'll be in the suite if anybody needs me.
Suite hopping or suite crashing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not doing
any
hopping,
Laker home
crashing
games until January, actually. On ESPN.
Really?
Yeah, they I don't have the Clipper game, which is, well, that's a Clipper home game. Then I don't have they only have one home game actually from before then, which is in December.
They're pretty much gone the whole month of December.
Yeah, so they only have one home game on ESPN, which is Friday, December 16th against Denver. I will not be there. I don't know where I will be at that time, but I will not be there.
Tell you a game we should go to is Sunday, November 13th when they take on Brooklyn. I mean, that could be a real battle of...
You're going to go on a Sunday during football to go watch the Lakers in Brooklyn?
George, that's how much of a dedicated NBA sort of a guy I am.
Yeah, right.
I mean, listen, I would think about it. I mean, it's kind of a good game to be at.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Friday...
Real quick, though, Cap, are you going to use your, like... Because you probably get, like, what, one or two, like, courtside asks for tickets, like, per season. You're going to use it on Candlebox Guy?
Candlebox Guy is my man.
I was just curious, because I feel like that's kind of a big deal.
Cappy will do it. He'll hey king it. By the way, speaking of kings, shout out to my guy Mike Breen. He received the Vin Scully Broadcasting Award recently.
Hey,
so,
mazel tov.
My guy Mike Breen got the Scully Award, which is obviously the highest honor you can get as a sports broadcaster, so... Congratulations to Mike Breen, who I'll see tomorrow. Cappy, I will not see you tomorrow. Maybe Sunday. I don't know. Depends. But we will see each other. We will definitely talk on Monday. So have a great weekend.
Back to you, brother. Lindsay
and Laura, you as well. We've got Rams All Access and then Bet LA coming up next.